Memoirs of Carter Huttenberg.
-126.bh.99437rs-2.
I'm the son of a man who lived a life of great secrecy. And before I saw that life end, I was able to learn the most disturbing of them. I looked into my father's study to see no one, not a soul in sight. But the door was locked from the inside. How could that be? I couldn't see any secret room or trap door of any sort left open. I suppose they closed it behind him. As I was working out the details, I noticed something, a sound. Distant. Dissonant. Hard to make out, really. I had to close my eyes and focus. And once I knew what to listen for, I sat with my eyes closed until it ended. Interrupted, really, by the sound of voices, my father's voice. And so I ran as quickly as I could back to my chamber, too terrified to look in on the group to see where they'd emerge from. Curious as I was, I continued spying on my father and his guests whenever possible. It was of utmost importance. I was never caught or suspected, obviously, lest I be beaten senseless or perhaps worse. It was the music that always brought me back. I was drawn to it, consumed. The details of these sorts of things always tend to get away from me. But I always remember thinking, that almost sounds like strings. Each night I snuck down to the study. I would sit in my usual place, close my eyes, and listen. I begin to hear it in my sleep. I begin to crave it. The dissonant and horrible sound. I'd find myself humming its tune when I was alone. I was always careful, though, never to be heard by anyone. Along with the music came the sleeplessness. Endless nights of humming quietly to myself in bed. And any sleep I happened upon was plagued with horrid nightmares that I could never hope to understand upon waking. It took some time for anyone to notice the bags under my eyes, thankfully. Deep, dark circles I came to think of as the norm. I would come up with whatever excuse I could to avoid any prying conversation. Stayed up late reading, worried about my studies, that sort of thing. But I wondered how long the house staff, and more concerningly, my mother, would continue to buy it. Eventually, there came a day when a doctor was called upon to examine me. The obvious diagnosis was a case of insomnia induced by stress. I was to be relieved of my studies and was to take a full night's rest along with a single nap in the afternoon until my wits returned to me. That proved quite impossible. The next few days were hazy ones, riddled with terrible thoughts that floated in and out of my mind between the petrifying melody that wouldn't stop playing in my head over and over. It was ever present, always turning in my mind, filling me with overwhelming, dreadful ecstasy. Oh, and one day over dinner, I finally slipped in my haziness. I must have muttered the tune under my breath, and my mother and my father heard. And then my father came and he held me. He told me, son, I know what song you sing. And he led me to his study. And my mother followed. And the door was closed behind them and locked. And then...
Hey everybody, welcome to Super Quest Saga, the show where we here at the Dungeon Cast sit around the table and play some Dungeons & Dragons. My name's Will Stark and I shall be your aggressive Dungeon Master for this evening. Joining me as always is...
You've activated my trap card. I'm Josh Freeland, playing Sebastian Crenshaw, Half-Orc Paladin.
You have also activated my trap card, and I'm your special guest Jake, playing Persephone Gold Petal, Furbolg Druid.
You've activated my trap card. It's a counter trap, seven tools of the bandit. I pay 1,000 life points to deactivate all your trap cards. My name's Brian, and today I'm going to be playing Carter Huttenberg.
You can tell which one of us has played Yu-Gi-Oh!
So last time on Super Quest Saga, you guys went shopping, mostly. That's mostly, I think, what happened.
Yeah.
I think...
The shopkeepers activated my trap card. My trap card was money.
Indeed. I believe Watt came up with the idea of rerouting the mission because he wanted extra protection for the Brunhilde.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Pretty much all spaceships that venture into illicit territory that are like not super heavy duty military grade disappear. So he knew and knows of some experimental like stealth technology that could get implemented out of the Brunhilde by going back to his old stomping grounds, the university known as the Athenium at Psylog. So you guys headed there. You guys met Watt's ex-wife or current wife, just they're separated.
Current ex-wife.
And basically you guys got told that she would approve the project, but you guys had to fund it, mm-hmm. and you guys had to find the Astral Silica Diamond, which is incredibly rare. You guys went shopping. You guys bought a bunch of cool shit.
Oh, yeah.
Spent all our damn
fire
money.
Fire swords, scouting droids, mm-hmm, shadow mm-hmm. cloaks, all this other stuff.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
I believe Percy got a couple resistance. Extra forms. Is that right? You got,
yes.
You got some bird forms, some fish forms, and then a special...
A hydrophea.
Yeah. Yes. Yeah, there we go. That's what it was called.
Because mm-hmm.
God knows I don't remember.
Oh, I got a scope for my Arbalast pistol.
I've got it right now.
Okay. Yeah. I don't remember. Yeah. It was a scope?
Yeah,
was
I think it? I just don't... I think I
can't... increase the range on it.
Yeah.
I think that's what it was.
Because I think I just like asked you on the spot.
Yeah, I was just like, yeah, sure. It increases the range.
Why not?
Just take it.
Yeah. Okay. And then... So you guys have to figure out how to get the funds, but also... Victoria did a scan to see if there was any Astral Silica Diamond like sources in the area.
Right, and then she said there was only one. Cliffhanger. Yeah. Where are we going?
How dare?
So Victoria turns and she looks grim and she says, "There's only one location in this galactic region with a known depository of Astral Silica Diamond."
And then she takes her sunglasses off and says,
"A comet by the name of Oral 9."
Yes, it is a comet. Yes,
but. She's otherwise known as the Ice Maiden. And it's at this point, Watt says, "Well, that's a problem."
And why would that be a problem?
Can I history check
kinda,
Ice kinda Maiden?
Curious
sure, what, yeah, you can.
What's
yeah,
the issue is?
Yeah, Sebastian says that, but yeah, you can history check Ice Maiden.
Is that what it's only history?
Only history for this one, yeah.
I got a 16 plus history.
Okay, so you've heard of this. And
nice. History's a five, so that's a 21.
Ooh. Yeah, very nice.
So I know it well.
So Watt says, I forgot. You guys don't know things. And then I imagine you speak up.
We don't know a lot,
but
yeah.
You know that the Ice Comet is a pretty infamous mine, the Ice Maiden is a comet with a pretty infamous mine of Astral Silica Diamonds that the Genasi forces of Sildar had discovered about... 30 or so years ago, and that it became kind of a crown jewel for the nation because it was kind of a poorer nation, only a single planetary system, and that at some point they had dug too deep and they had awoken an astral dreadnought that was sleeping at the center of the comet.
Oh.
And hundreds of people lost their lives. Wow. And this was about 20 years ago, and no one's been back to the comet ever since because the astral dreadnought was sleeping there. So
if you had hit me with like three facts, I could have done the thing I wanted.
Okay.
But now I'm overwhelmed.
Okay,
so I repeat all the things you said in a very snarky, condescending way, leading in with the phrase, "Oh, do you mean this information dump?
Absolutely.
Thing? Do you mean that I don't know that? Is that what you're talking about? The thing I don't know?"
I see you've done some reading.
Just dump this trash can on this gnome.
Yes, as Carter has said.
Sorry, that's Brian.
The Genasi.
That was definitely Brian. Yeah.
The Genasi accidentally woke up an astral dreadnought, and no one's been back to the comet since.
Yeah, I just said that.
So that thing's a...
I said, as you just said.
Yeah, oh yeah. This conversation's confusing.
Would we know what an astral dreadnought is?
You can roll nature, I suppose.
Do I know with my history check what an astral dreadnought is?
You could roll with a nature check.
Oh, 17.
Are you sure? A very basic idea. But
I thought maybe it would be the one
I don't
on
know
my 21.
So you know that the Astral Dreadnought is this colossal... Would you roll?
I don't know.
No comment.
What? I don't know.
What?
Astral what? Dreadnought?
So an Astral Dreadnought is this colossal megafauna that sails through space looking for celestial bodies that are rich in ethereum.
Ooh.
Meteors, comets, planets. And it delves into these celestial bodies and eats all the ethereum. And the waste it leaves behind is this, like, strangely processed ethereum known as Astral Silica Diamond. It's been robbed of all its energy, but what's been left behind is this weird compound that has completely different magical properties than what it had when it was Ethereum.
So this thing poops out diamonds, guys.
Indeed.
That's what we're diamonds. Very special diamonds.
Well, that definitely applies to Primina. So clearly, we shouldn't be taking Primina near anything that might eat her.
Oh, like it would
and
probably
poop her out into a diamond.
Yes,
oh,
exactly.
No. That's fair.
So Victoria says, like, once an astral dreadnought depletes its food source, it usually moves on into the void to find more food. But sometimes they go into a state of hibernation, which is what the miners on the Ice Maiden found. I mean, like, we don't know if it's still there or not. It's been some time. But, do we really want to leave Primina here on Psylocke?
Do we really want to take her to a monster that would sniff her and eat her?
I mean, that's the choice. We leave her here or we take her with us. Either way is dangerous.
So the nature of the... I don't know a lot about the nature of the extraction process here. Mm-hmm. Are we going to have to take the... What ship are we using, and like, are we able to scout ahead at all? It doesn't sound like we're able to scout ahead. Like, what ship are we? How are we supposed
to
board
this comet?
You
would have to take the Brunhilda to the comet and land on the comet.
Oh, with the Brunhilda, and maybe not the halberd or something, so we can satellite the Brunhilda out while we go
I guess you could, but like, well, remember the halberd only fits three people, and Victoria's going to want to go with you guys.
I don't care about Victoria.
Yeah, and then how are you guys going to haul a ton of astral diamonds?
That was my next question. Do the logistics work for the halberd to complete this mission?
Yeah,
I guess we're forced to
be able to board a ton of astral
plus,
diamonds.
Plus, like, what's the harvesting entail equipment-wise?
You don't know. Like, if you guys can find harvested astral diamond, you guys would just be able to crate it. If you guys have to use tools that are found in the mines, because astral diamond can't just be cut. It takes very special tools to cut it.
Yeah. It sounds like regular diamonds. I don't just find like piles of regular diamonds. So
right. Exactly.
I don't go in a lot of like caves or mines, so maybe that's why. But I would imagine there
Victoria
are not just piles
up,
around.
She says, we don't really have a choice. All other resources of Astral Silk Diamond are either found in Elven, Cyber Federation, or Draconic territories and are closely monitored. This is the only one in the region that I can find.
Mm-hmm. Would your person be able to protect Prim? I mean,
The university doesn't have any type of military security force.
I mean, we were out and about. We were shopping. I was Disney princessing all up in those places.
I mean, the planet's as safe as any planet. Like, if
the elves ran up on us.
If war is brought to Psylocke. I mean, Psylocke has a military, but it's not exactly a galactically renowned one.
I can think of something in pop culture that just defies all the things you're doubting. Have you seen Harry Potter? Do you know what happens in that movie?
What on earth are you talking about?
The children are armed, basically to the teeth, and war is brought to a school.
Yeah, if war is brought to this school, directly to this school's done.
No, they got it. Arm the kids. That's what they did in Harry Potter. You just teach them to kill.
I'm afraid that it would go south quite quickly.
Yeah, so our options are bad.
You're saying they don't do magic. Oh,
yeah, I'm saying that this is a school for education. Oh. This is a school for technology and engineering.
So it's Hogwarts.
So I mean, pretty much if we go in the dreadnought that poops out diamonds there, if we take Primina or not, we're going to have to fight it or do something about it, right?
We're presuming that it's there.
We definitely have to take her. The safest place she can be with are people who can fight, and that's us.
I suppose we could leave her in the ship when we land. That's always an option. Prim's like, I'm here, right?
No.
So I'd rather go. I'll stay in the ship, but I'd rather not stay here.
No, don't stay here. I think it's best. I'm glad you're on board. You come with us and come with us. Don't stay on the ship. I think that's a rough idea.
That's fine with me as well. I can do that.
Sorry not to have like a whole conversation about you in front of you. And as of the last time we did that, snuck on top of it.
I'm used to it. It's
look,
fine.
Let bygones snuck be, on the ship. Be bygones. You're part of the team and we need you around.
So what are we going to do about payment?
We're going to get more diamonds than we can carry and sell those bad boys. Actually, are you saying that if we don't bring back double, that it's not worth what you need?
Oh, it's worth money.
That's what I thought. Maybe we could just find double. And if we can't figure out a payment beforehand and it doesn't work out, we can just talk about it later.
Well, I have an idea. If we can't get enough diamonds, I can always reach out to the Iron Legion to see if they'll help fund us since this is part of their plan for us to go
That's
out
That's right. Bassio's got a line of credit with one of the most powerful
Victoria's
organizations
like, I like
in the
that
galaxy.
Idea because it means I don't have to pay for shit.
That's right. Yes. Now you're getting on board. Make other people pay for it. Now you're learning, Victoria.
That's not a bad idea. I guess let's...
What do you want me to contact the Iron Legion first, or we want to see if we can get enough diamonds?
Honestly...
Why don't you put
Yeah, contact them first, because it always works, they'll just say no.
It always all takes a couple days to process a loan application. You're going to want to put it in now, and then we'll see what
They got
to
run
happens.
Your credit.
Yeah,
they
you could just say it's fine, we don't need it if we do get enough diamonds, that sort of thing, or if we happen upon a bunch of money. Who knows?
True. Very true.
The galaxy is our oyster. Let's go get these diamonds. Let's get this bread.
Watt says it'll be a two-day journey. It'll be a two-day journey to Oral 9. The comet is currently in its, what's it called?
It's Oral 9, like the sector it's in?
No, Oral 9 is the name of the comet itself.
Oh, that's right.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. Oh, gosh, I can't remember the word that I was going to use and sound smart, so we're just going to go past that. It's going to be a two-day journey, so we better prepare.
Onomatopoeia.
No, not onomatopoeia.
I see.
I see. Voyage.
So, what are you guys going to do?
For two days?
I think Sebastian's going to...
Yeah, you guys got to prepare for a two-day journey.
Sebastian's going to send out a transmission to the Iron Legion with his message saying, hey, you know what, we need, in order to infiltrate the Illithid area, we need the stealth technology... So
we need those fat stacks.
They send you a bot back, if I may. They send you a bot back that has a that is just like an automated, like programmed, like loan application, just interactive and asks some questions.
So yeah, you send out a communication and you receive probably a few hours later a communication from Captain Dabarek saying, we've received your request, and I'll bring it to Master Commandant Kellen Rigos and see if I can get it approved. You know that the amount, I believe it was 2 million?
It was a stupid amount, yeah.
It was a stupid amount. It was like 2 million credits or something.
A lot of money.
But like government-sized organizations with armies, like million...
Yeah, they would have to budget for it, but you know maybe they can get it before.
I mean, it's going to come up on the invoice.
Yeah, 2 million's a lot to you. That's not a lot to like a government.
Yeah.
A galactic
Maybe they think we're worth it.
Towards a war effort. I mean, they're like,
Hey, Will, there's something I meant to talk to you about off mic, but now we're going to do it on mic
because
it came up. And we have kind of discussed it a little bit before, but Carter made a friend, and that is like the brain of the ship.
What?
Like, Carter's been studying the ship for a very long time.
Uh-huh.
I think at this point, he's like starting to try to get to know the programming of it.
Sure.
And in a way, kind of befriend it in like an odd way.
Well, it's not like it doesn't like have a AI.
I know, right. But it takes commands and stuff, and it has programming in it.
Yeah,
I think I'm heavily into like monitoring everything that goes on in the ship like secret, if possible, and things show up for to
anyone
Watt and Victoria.
Who knows how to run it. You can survey stuff. You can look at all the cameras.
I'm just gonna hard lean into use computer.
Uh-huh.
And by use computer, I mean manipulate computer is another
Can
way
you
to
just
say that.
Tell me what you're doing?
I just want to know that transmission went out, and I want to go talk to Sebastian about it.
Yeah, sure. Yeah, sure. Absolutely. That's easy to track. Yeah.
I'll knock on his door. Doom, doom, doom.
I don't have any more toothpaste, Carter. Leave me alone.
This isn't about paste, boy.
Did you just call me boy?
Yes. Punch him, please.
I'm sorry.
I'm going to fling open the door like, what'd you say?
I'm sorry. I spoke out of turn.
Yeah, he stands 2 feet taller than you.
I spoke out of turn. I was quick to react. Listen, did you just send
I'm
out
still
a...
still pissed about my toothpaste. You know that, right?
I'm going to replace it. I'm going to replace your toothpaste. Did you send out a transmission about a minute ago, a minute or two ago?
Yeah, a couple minutes ago, yeah.
Did you encrypt it properly?
I don't know.
Look,
ship automatically does that.
That's okay. Oh, well, I should know that.
Okay.
So this scene is now become loose. maybe my paranoia might be setting in, but we have to make sure that we're very careful about outgoing transmissions.
I understand.
You do. Okay. Well, just run it by somebody next time before you do it. I just want to, you know, double check things, make sure everything's okay. I'm sorry. And I'll leave you to it. I apologize.
Yeah. Oh, okay.
Yeah, that's also doubly strange because he did run it by everybody. Everyone agreed that.
Yeah, that's why I was like, this is a strange interaction
Carter.
Right now.
What's going on with Carter? All right. So are there any preparations you guys want to make before leaving?
Like on planet or
on planet, yeah, because once you guys leave, it's a 2-day journey through space.
I mean, we stacked up pretty good. I think we're
yeah. Okay. I mean, you guys did a lot of shopping, but yeah.
Like
anything else you guys want to do?
So we researched the dreadnought thing.
Uh huh.
As best
giant monster
as best poops we could diamonds. That poops out diamonds.
Poops out diamonds from Ethereum.
Ethereum.
Carter just trying to make sure the path is clear. Like the ghost is clear. He's. I don't know how the ship works as far as like scanning the surrounding areas for like or checking the ship for tracking devices or like
yeah
that
okay.
sort of that yeah, sort sure. of thing. I'm yeah. like
you can run diagnostic and all that stuff.
Yeah, high alert, Carter. Yeah. Like on while I'm on yeah. the ship.
So I imagine you'd be running into Watt who does this regularly, anyways. So like
yeah, like maybe that's what I'm finding out is like I'm researching into the computer and like seeing oh he's doing it at this times
right.
and maybe I'm just like doubling up
sure.
or something
yeah,
like that.
Absolutely. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, no problem. Nothing comes up. Ship is clean.
I'm just making like very slight adjustments to and I want to be clear that I'm trying to rewrite computer programming to do things like to do the extra things like bypassing whatever Watt has going on to double up on that on those diagnostic scans and things like that.
Yeah, you can put in programming so that it does it more often. Cool. Yeah, sure, no problem.
Yeah, that's within my
and Watt can see that and he'll be like, oh, okay.
Is there a way to try and hide it?
No, because he's just going to see why is this thing running extra diagnostics. And then he'll look into it and be like, oh, there's extra coding here.
Carter wants to start researching ways to find back doors into things so he can go.
Yeah, you
he can go
you
unnoticed.
Can do that. Yeah.
So I'm going to start working on
yeah,
that.
Yeah, but like you can put in the ship to do stuff unnoticed, but like something like a diagnostic thing is not going to go unnoticed because that's such on the surface thing. You know what I mean?
We'll talk more later.
Yeah, does that make sense?
For now, yes, yeah. that makes sense. Yeah. But
because he's going to look through the log and he's going to be like, oh, look, blah, 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 blah.
There you go. There's like
there's
a
diagnostic
computer,
log.
There's a computer's yeah. diagnostic log.
Yeah, exactly.
So there are other things here that I can manipulate. So I'm going.
Right.
We'll talk about it more later.
Sure.
For now, okay. I'm doing things that aren't going to like piss Watt off.
Yeah.
And but I'm doing them.
Victoria off even more.
Right.
Watt's one thing. Victoria's an entirely other thing.
But she, I feel like she doesn't have as, at least narratively speaking so far, she doesn't have as many eyes on that side of things.
No, she, like, so her and Watt, they divide the duty.
Right.
She's the grease monkey. She's mm-hmm. the hardware. She's the welder.
Mm-hmm.
He's the computer where he's the software and
okay.
all that stuff. Yeah.
And they're one more question before we move on. They're not putting out any ads for help, right? With the loss of crew, like Victoria's
no.
not like looking
no,
for
no,
anybody
no,
else.
No, not at all. No,
because it hasn't come up. I just don't want to like surprise. Here's our
here's
new,
a new crew member.
New
no, not at all.
Worker,
no, there's
like,
no way in hell. No.
Okay, sweet.
Okay. So anything else?
I say why Carter is off doing his own thing. Sebastian's going to try to pull Percy off to the side and have a mm-hmm. talk with Percy mm-hmm. about Carter.
Yeah, sure.
He feels like something's off with Carter.
So. Yeah, that conversation was weird. Yeah.
So we'll find like, you know, down the hallway or something when no one else is around. Yeah. Hey, Percy, can I talk to you real quick?
Sure. What's up?
Do you notice anything strange with Carter? He just seems stranger than normal. I mean, I don't know. He came pounding on my door asking about sending out that transmission and make sure it was, you know, encoded properly. I don't know. He just seems off to me lately.
Yeah, and when was it was like yesterday to us, right? When he was being
yes.
all sketch in the team
aquarium.
Meeting and everything. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah,
oh,
he
yeah.
was
that too.
Yeah, he was a little bit of a dick when we got to the college, and you know, for every other minute after that. So yeah, it seems weird.
I don't know if there's we should be concerned at all. If he needs help, he needs help. But,
he definitely needs help.
But I don't know if this should be something we should be concerned about yet or not.
Yeah, I don't know. Maybe let's just maybe keep our eyes out.
Yeah, yeah.
And
let me know if anything. Strange happens.
Yeah, yeah.
I'm curious.
Definitely.
All right. Thanks, Percy.
All right. Anything else, guys?
On that note, in the 2 days, pretty much, I want to be researching the Black Ziggurat stuff. Like, because
okay.
we took pictures of everything we did. Like,
yeah.
why wouldn't we
right.
That's true.
Follow that thread?
Okay. Your main problem is deciphering the language, which is
yeah.
proving impossible,
which
except for
do.
The guy who does know,
and
he's saying
he's hiding it. Yes,
yeah, exactly.
But it was open information that I was working on researching it with alongside the team.
Yeah,
okay,
that was like a thing. And I think me and Sebastian have already had a conversation about how I came into a dead end.
Mm-hmm.
But have we talked about it?
I don't think so.
Is that
probably
something?
In that 2 days?
So,
I would
so
go
what
to
information
Carter.
Did
yeah.
you not? You didn't share anything with them, right?
No,
okay,
you
said he couldn't really find
but,
any information.
Gotcha.
In
okay.
Yeah, but the only information that is available to them from me is that I am looking into it. Mm-hmm. So maybe like, and I'm not following up. Mm-hmm. I talked to Sebastian. I probably ran it by Victoria. Like, yeah, I don't know. I'm trying.
Mm-hmm. Right.
But right now, my MO is kind of like not Percy. Kind of bitter with Percy.
Oh, what did Percy do?
Act a fool.
What did Percy do?
Just nonchalantly going out into public without concern. And that.
Oh, okay.
That's what you all did.
No, not really.
We did.
Well, kind of.
Like, yeah, we definitely did.
I followed the stay with the group, but I wasn't happy about it.
Oh, okay. Yes. You didn't want anyone to go out at all.
Not particularly.
Oh, okay. I see.
Yeah.
And we went. I wasn't happy about when we went to the Arboretum Moreno.
Mm-hmm. I kind of raised the alarm a little bit too, mm-hmm. to get you guys on your toes, and like Watt and Victoria also, mm-hmm. and like to kind of curb it like a little bit, like at least if they're all aware. But I think Carter's going to continue to push that issue for like
about security and secrecy. Yeah, okay, which makes sense.
And that's kind of what on the run. My business on the ship is about a little bit. It's like there's no more room for these hiccups. There's like too much at stake and too much going on, and we continue to put ourselves in these dangerous situations. Why also be a homing beacon for this fucking bullshit?
Exactly. Yeah. Okay. That's sounds good. All right. So you guys leave.
Yeah.
Psylog.
Yes.
And after 2 days of uneventful travel, you guys finally arrive in the Oral system, and you locate the comet. So the Ice Maiden is this enormous chunk of ice about the size of a continent. Trailing behind it is a long trail of evaporating gases coming off it, because this thing's at its I found the word, it's perihelion. Coming in towards the star of Oral, and it's causing it to melt, and the tail's coming
might
off.
Might I say, William, you sound smart as fuck.
I know, right? So also the star itself is a bright blue star. Mm-hmm. And calculating our approach, Victoria ends up guiding the Brunhilde alongside the comet before descending slowly and onto its icy surface. The ship sets down on the comet's surface with a very loud crunch. Mm. Victoria stands up and she says, "Suit up and be careful. This rock has extremely low gravity."
Ooh.
So like we could jump high kind of thing? Or yes. Jump like off of this thing and just float into space?
Watt says yes, but also be careful. This comet has no atmosphere. That means there's no terminal velocity. What that means is if you fall too far too fast, you're going to break bones.
Oh, shit. Okay. So would I know if I could, like, do my druid shit in no atmosphere?
Oh, yeah. So
like, is that a...
So Watt says, Percy, we need to talk.
What's up?
On the surface of this comet, there's no mm-hmm. air. I highly, highly recommend you don't wild shape in this environment. You won't be able to breathe. That's unless you have a form that doesn't need to breathe.
I don't have that.
Does Yashi need to breathe?
We've never established this.
What
about Yashi?
What about Yashi specifically? You don't use that one enough, you know.
I don't think I've used it at all. And
not enough?
And yeah. I don't think it can breathe. No, I don't know. Shit, that's my bread and butter. Why are you going to take what?
There's nothing I can do. I don't decide the laws of reality.
Oh, man.
I look at him, and then I look into the camera, and I say, don't you.
Shatter the fourth wall.
Fourth wall shattered.
Yeah, I'll figure something out.
So you guys head down to the armory, and you guys end up suiting up in these spacesuits that you haven't seen since episode 3.
Oh.
And these are the suits that Dag, Dirk, and Victoria boarded that little like pod that you guys are in.
Yeah. Right.
Like they almost look metallic in structure, and they have face masks with visors. So when you guys are wearing, you can't even see each other's faces.
Dude, ooh. These are like the spacesuits they should be wearing on Elon Musk's like a steel rocket or whatever.
Right. Sure.
That,
yeah.
Like 1970s perfect, yeah. Futuristic look.
Right. Yeah.
Everything's
sure.
Sleek and chrome.
Yeah.
Yes,
exactly.
I love it.
Yeah. They're very chrome looking, and they got like black visors. So you guys will have about 24 hours worth of oxygen. Mm-hmm. And just to be completely upfront with the mechanics of it is they're extremely resilient, but any critical hit that you guys take will require a constitution saving throw mm-hmm. of 10 plus the mod of the attack and slash attacker, and to not tear the suit. And if the suit tears, it self-repairs, but you guys will lose half of whatever oxygen you guys have. Oh,
so shit. When you said the mod thing, is that...
So if something attacks you with, like, a physical attack, and it has a strength mod of +4, it's a constitution save there of 14.
Okay. So not the damage, the mod.
No, the mod. So if something attacks you, like, with a spell attack, when their charisma is a +3... A constitution mod will be 13.
13. Cool. Okay.
So that's how that works.
Interesting.
So you guys suit up. You guys do anything else before you guys head out? Victoria and Prim suit up with you guys. Watt's staying on the ship.
Pray to the galactic spirits for me not to die. And that's basically it.
Sebastian's ready to go. He suits up. He's ready.
All right.
Does anybody have like a spare sword? Or something.
Oh, yeah.
You can hand you my axe. Yeah. I have my axe. I have my sword now, so I hand you my axe.
You have the axe. There's Aether Blades. There's the Volt Spear.
I think I have Volt Spears, but I was just wondering about something else.
You got one.
Don't you do magic?
Yeah, but just in case.
Sometimes you just need a chop chop.
Sometimes you run out of slots, Carter.
It looks pretty cool. Yes, Carter. I always run out of... God, I get so tired when I do magic. But only some of the magic. Other magic I can do all the time, but it's not as good. But some of it is really good. Now, before I put on my suit, I hand Carter saves some candy he brought with him from Old World.
Yeah,
he's gonna offer Watt a butterscotch before we leave at the most opportune time.
Give me a persuasion roll with disadvantage.
Yeah, that's sketchy.
Because I'm like,
I wouldn't take anything this man gave me.
I mean, it's like a 10.
That's good. That's fine. He's like,
I rolled a 3 plus 7. So thank you. This is from Old World.
It's from Old World.
Yeah,
it's old then.
It's butterscotch,
I guess. Sure. He takes.
I didn't turn to dust when I got here.
Yeah, that's true.
You know, it's like a few months old. Fine.
Yeah. He's like, thank you.
It's well preserved. It's wrapped. It's delicious. Trust me. You're not a diabetic or anything, are you?
No.
Listen, I feel like I've given you the rough end of my boot here and there. I apologize. I'm going through some things. I'm doing a lot of self-processing and whatnot. I just want to, you know, make a little peace offering to you. It's not poison. I know this sounds strange, but I'll see you on the other side. I just walk away.
Whoa! thank you, Carter. He puts it in his pocket.
Jeez, my knees.
What was I going to say?
That Sebastian standing next to Percy like, yeah.
He didn't need to specify that it was not poison. But.
Speaking of suiting up... Sebastian, you would wear your heavy armor over the spacesuit.
Okay.
Ooh.
That makes because this is like a sleek type of suit. Yeah. There we go.
I like it.
You guys exit the Brunhilde, and the scene outside is of a rocky, mountainous wasteland of ice. The star of Oral hangs like a blue orb bright light in the sky. There are no stars that you can see. It's just black, like black canvas sky. And, to the west, alongside the horizon, you guys see the tail of the comet. It completely dominates the skyline, and you can see it, like, swooping up.
Cool.
So you guys... Oh, yeah. Victoria points to the east, and you guys see an enormous fortress made of steel embedded into a large hill of craggy ice about 1,000 meters away.
My finger points.
I'm just looking and enjoying this view.
Yeah.
So that's the way, then? Vicky?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. You guys all have intercoms, so you guys can talk to each other. Yeah, it's over there. See where I'm pointing?
I do. I saw your finger point. Let's go.
And so, yeah, you guys start heading now. And the route there is relatively uneventful, but it is periodically interrupted with geysers of gas and water that erupt from the comet's surface, like in the distance here and there.
So Carter's going to test his grav boots to see... What sort of effect they're going to have here for him? Can I turn it up? Like the graph?
Yeah, you can make it standard so that gravity's normal for you.
Sweet. Nice. And then I can turn it like all the way to zero. I can't like turn it neg to like jump, right?
Yeah, no.
Okay.
The gravity for you, it's like a third of normal gravity.
So if I jump high and turn it on, I'll suck myself back down to the ground.
At a normal gravity.
At a normal rate.
Yeah.
Okay.
But. So, that would be a very bad idea because there's no atmospherical drag and terminal velocity.
I'll take fall damage. That would be bad.
Yeah. Like if you guys like the threshold's going to be a little weird, but like if you guys fall from a certain heights, you won't take the normal damage you would. But if you fall from even higher heights, you'll take like triple damage of what you should.
Totally. Ooh. Totally. Yeah. Death. Yeah. I just wanted to know, like, experiment with the
you know, this is fantasy,
mm-hmm.
but I just wanted to do the physics.
Yeah, sure. All right, so the entryway to the mine, as you guys approach, is wide open. An enormous entry of 40 feet wide and 100 feet tall. And, yeah, do you guys enter?
Hell yeah.
All right. Mm-hmm. All right, sounds mm-hmm. good.
Yep, yep. Mm-hmm. Last.
So inside is an enormous factory with conveyor machines, heavy steel carts on tracks, large pipes, and heavy lifting vehicles. The room that you guys enter into is enormous with a 100-foot high ceiling and dimensions of about 150 feet wide by 800 feet long. Strewn about the room are dozens of dead frozen bodies mm-hmm. of former workers.
They never clocked out.
They never clocked out.
They're still getting paid.
At the far end of the room is an enormous heavy metal door, 40 feet tall and 20 feet wide. And beside the door, and you guys can see this in the distance, is... beside the door is a large machine with levers and gauges, and it stands about 10 feet tall. It's right next to the door.
Ooh.
What do you guys do?
I say, talk about checks you can't cash. Like looking around at all the bodies.
That's real fucked up, Carter.
Should we pull that lever?
That's real mean. Yeah.
So you guys just walk in the machine and pull the lever?
I mean, looking around.
I check for traps.
Yeah. Not just brazenly.
We're just walking through this like body field. Mm-hmm. What are the bodies? They're frozen, but what are they? Are they like faces of agony? Are these bodies like super preserved? Or
let's see. The door was wide open. Most of them look like bloated from the lack of pressure. Like their eyes are all bugged out, and yeah, they're really grotesque looking.
What's that Arnold movie?
Yeah, it's like Total Recall. Yeah. But they're also just completely frozen and gray.
It took us a really long time to make a Total Recall reference.
I know.
True.
And,
wow.
And I guess most notably is none of the bodies are rotted because they're out here in space.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Sweet.
Interesting.
No germs on ice cream.
Yeah.
Jesus.
Yeah, just looking around, making sure.
Are there any other entrances and stuff like that?
Yeah.
Or?
Yeah, you only see the one door at the very end.
Let's do it.
The body, no, just looking at the bodies, it seemed like maybe they were running out and close the door behind them, like they were trying to escape and
mm-hmm.
like they know the door we were about to enter. Does it look like maybe they were trying to rush out of that area and close the door behind them?
I mean,
the way the bodies
it's very obvious that everyone was running for their fucking lives.
And then the
giant
whatever
door got open and everyone suffocated to death.
Yeah, they didn't get like blasted by a big dragon or whatever.
Yeah,
so. Okay.
I guess if we open the door, that's like what we got to do.
Yeah. All
right. Let's just open the door.
So yeah. I'm getting my gun ready. My gun's ready and pointed at the door.
You walk up to this door, and it's this huge, heavy metal door. And there's no knobs, no buttons, no nothing. But there's this giant machine with a bunch of levers on it next to it.
So it's not just one lever. It's a bunch of levers. So we got to figure out which one or what order to pull the levers.
Can we inspect it?
Yeah. Give me an investigation check. That is what I was waiting for.
Yeah. that's a 12. Oh, God, I think so. That was cocked.
I rolled a 16 plus like 7, I think.
Okay,
investigation.
Nice.
17.
Okay.
Plus 5. I rolled 21.
So you guys look over the machine and you come to the realization that this door, it operates off of a pressure system. And according to the gauges, there's a reserve pressure stock of 25 units total. And according to one of the sensors on the machine, it will take 5 units of pressure to open this door. And you can see the lever that you're going to need to pull it, but it's going to use 5 of the 25 pressure units available to open it.
So is that just period?
Mm-hmm.
We have 25 to work with?
You have 25
5
to work
is going to open this?
5 is going
to
open this.
Oh, dear God. We're going to fuck this up real quick.
Sorry, the 25 is a reservoir of power in the base?
Yeah, it's a reservoir of pressure.
Of pressure?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. There is no, from what you can tell, any electrical power running anymore here.
Do we know of ways to... So there's like some sort of generator to increase pressure and maintain pressure, and it's...
Theoretically, but it would probably take electricity to generate pressure, so... You have 25 units of pressure, and as far as you know right now, there's no way to make more pressure.
But I can make electricity.
Pressure.
Okay. Maybe let's use... So I think we should expend these 5 units to progress. And as we make our way through, we look for an opportunity to increase the units of pressure available to us
mm-hmm.
Vis-a-vis my incredible magics.
Okay.
Perhaps I can bring some sort of generator back to life. We can find that. I might be able to provide power to it.
It also seems like we need to be selective on what doors we open. We can't just do our whole go left, go right, and just keep going.
Truly, things have become even stranger. Stranger things. Perhaps it's time to evolve. Let us complete this mission as a new team. Strangest things. Everybody hands
strangest
in.
Victoria and Prim
put their hand in.
Strangest things.
Let's open the door, and I pull the lever.
Nice. So with a loud, like, hydraulic sound, the door opens. And the first thing you guys notice when the door opens is the enormous pile of corpses right at the threshold of the door.
Ooh. Cool. Come on. Just leave them there?
Close inspection notes that these people do not appear wounded, but they are all dead and frozen. Again, none of these people wearing spacesuits, by the way.
Well, there's your first problem.
There's your first problem. So, yeah, this room is about 80 feet wide and 50 feet deep. And it's also, it's got machines, like, knocked over and all kinds of stuff, you know, tracks, all this other stuff. Some empty carts and whatnot. But there is a door, another identical big heavy door on the left-hand wall. And a big heavy door on the right-hand wall. And they both have pressure machines right next to them with levers.
Oh, man. How many units to open the left door? Can I go over there?
Let me see here. Oh, I think I made a mistake. Did I mess this up?
Everybody makes mistakes. Everybody has those days.
No, this is good. By inspecting the door on the left, you said?
On the left.
It's going to take 3 units to open that door.
And how many for the door on the right?
The door on the right, 2 units to open it.
Bummer. Is this the way we want to go? Like, or do we want to use our units? Like, what if I open this one and it's a fucking, like, broom closet?
Yeah. I think that's the, we're not going to know until we open it. Is there a way to open or to close the door we just came in from and get those 5 units of pressure back?
It would use more pressure.
It would use 5 more to close it again, pretty
much. Theoretically, yeah.
Fuck. So 3 or 2.
We didn't happen to see like any type of directory or anything like that, did we? Or like a
no, you didn't.
Straight shot in here.
You didn't. Yeah.
And these doors are identical, basically.
Yeah. Yeah.
There's no writing or indication of which is what.
No.
Nope. Okay. Well, then the clear, obvious answer is 2 units. To me, I mean, how am I supposed to differentiate? The only cost benefactor I get out of this is saving units. So might as well go right.
It makes sense to me, yeah, that maybe some, like a commonly used entrance would cost less units of pressure to open because it's being used more frequently.
I think it's the size of the door, honestly.
Oh, that's also true.
Yeah, like the more heavy duty the door, like it would need more pressure. Units could indicate that this is like a higher security area.
It's true.
I guess.
So we're going to go right?
Well, with the logic I just presented, it says to go left and use the 3 units to get to like a more
secure area. Yeah.
Yeah, we're looking for places that...
That's true.
Like, we're trying to get to the bottom. What do we know about the mine? Do the workers, would they be going into the base, like where the minerals are, right?
Sure, yeah.
So maybe... It's hard to say. We just need to pick one and figure out, like, from there. We don't have enough data. Let's just save units right now and go right.
Okay, so you guys go right?
Yeah.
Pull the lever. Door opens. And I'm about to tell you something. Just give me a second while I calculate your gas pressure. And is this out? Oh, there we go. So you guys now have 18 left. 18 units of pressure. Door opens up, and inside you see a room that has more of these various knocked-over machines and debris strewn about the floor. The walls here are covered in pipes. And there is a very large, heavy door with a pressure machine. On the left-hand wall.
And that's it, just that big left?
Yeah. And you also see that there are tracks venturing from the door you guys are entering from to the door that...
Beyond.
The only other door to the left in this room.
Tracks. Okay. Tracks go down. So
tracks are good.
So, but it could be dangerous. This could be the chute or whatever that they just send the tracks down. So they would, like, open the door, stage the cart, close the door, open the other door, and then move it down.
maybe I'm reading too much into it. Let's open this new door that we've locked
this
ourselves door into opening.
Takes 5 units to open.
That it is what it is.
All right, you guys open it?
Mm-hmm. I think so.
All right, 13 units left. This door opens up, and inside is a 50-by-50-foot room. Actually, no. We're on the next page now. Sorry about that. Hello, so inside is a 80-by-80-foot room. Mm-hmm. And this room opens up onto a 5-foot-wide catwalk that hangs about 40 feet above this enormous furnace-looking thing down in, like, this pit.
Okay.
And there is this catwalk wraps around from where you guys are facing around the left-hand wall and to the other side. And there's another big heavy-duty door with a pressure machine right next to it. Mm. And along the walls, there are tracks with huge carts that look like they carried excavation stone in them. So there are some like carts that are in the walls and that they have stone that's excavated in them, but they're frozen there because the place isn't operating anymore.
I want to prep like next opportunity where I can put a cart on this track and roll it around. That seems useful for what we're doing here. Mm-hmm. We need a way to haul this material out while keeping my hands free, preferably.
As a podcast network, our first priority has always been audio and the stories we're able to share with you. But we also sell merch, and organizing that was made both possible and easy with Shopify. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell and grow at every stage of your business, from the launch your online shop stage all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. They have an all-in-one e-commerce platform and in-person POS system, so wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. With the internet's best converting checkout, 36% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms, Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers. Shopify has allowed us to share something tangible with the podcast community we've built here, selling our beanies, sweatshirts, and mugs to fans of our shows without taking up too much time from all the other work we do to bring you even more great content. And it's not just us. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. Shopify is also the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/realm, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/REALM now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/realm.
So, I guess we have to move to... Did you say there was a drop? Can I access the next pressure machine?
Yeah, you can walk along the catwalk right
there. Okay, that's what it was. Okay,
and it takes 2 more units to open that door.
Yeah.
Okay. You guys aren't doing anything else in the room?
Well, there's just the things in the wall, right?
Mm-hmm.
Can we? I want to investigate the thing that's on the wall, like to see what's in
the
carts.
One of them is really far.
Okay.
And one of them, you can actually see it's, if you exit on the catwalk, you can see it right here.
Speaking of seeing.
You see that it's supposed to move along the wall, drop in front of the door, and then cart in through the door.
Mm. Oh, okay.
Is it lit in here?
No, it's dark. Sorry, I should have mentioned that. You guys have flashlights, though. You guys all have flashlights on your visors.
I have magic.
Yeah.
Dancing lights.
Okay, yeah, dancing lights.
Okay. Yeah, let's investigate the room.
Well, you said the cards had excavated...
Like ore
or rocks in them or something
Yes,
like that?
Stone.
Let's inspect that material. Yeah. I want to know more about the materials here. Yeah. There's no germs on it because I'm frozen.
10.
13.
13.
Just looks like rocks.
Nice rocks.
So this must be
can
what
I
they
throw
were.
One of these rocks like down into the shit or whatever?
Yeah, catwalk? Sure. It just like listen. Clangs off the metal. I mean, you can see the giant like furnace thing that's cold down there.
Sounds cold. Yeah. Okay, let's move on.
Yeah.
It just seems like they would have pulled those rocks out for a reason, like they're going to try to break them open, thinking that there's something inside.
I was thinking that, or maybe like it was it was in the way of like the ore deposit, so they had to move the earth out of the way.
Sorry, you guys want to break open these rocks? Is that what we want to do?
Yeah, you can probably reach it.
Maybe, yeah.
You're a dumb, stupid rock, and I'm going to roll a d4 because I just cast Vicious Mockery on that rock. Does that open the rock?
No, it does not.
Oh, dang, I don't have rock opening magic, it appears. Can somebody please hit this thing?
Can I use my club?
Yeah, sure.
My orc club?
Yeah.
Oh, your ancient orc club?
Yeah. Just do attack roll or damage or both.
Oh.
Attack roll.
Smash.
It's still not good. 13?
Yeah, you smash it. No, it's just rock.
Okay.
Yeah, so it just must have been earth in the way. Let us proceed.
Yeah. Can I open the door now?
Yeah, you totally pull the lever and open the door now. So this door opens up to a room that's more of a curving hallway, about 40 feet wide. Along the walls are more of these tracks with huge carts carrying excavated stone on them. Mm-hmm. There are a dozen bodies or so strewn about. These people, upon close inspection, if you guys do that, seem to have died from wounds rather than from freezing to death.
I'm inspecting the bodies.
Yeah, we would definitely look.
Okay. So, investigation or what you want?
Yeah.
I did a bad job with my natty one.
Okay.
I did a bad job also with my three.
I mean, you guys see broken bones, cuts, you know, gashes, stuff like that.
Car's just like, ugh, gross.
So it looks like kind of a... Well, I guess
like
I
got beat
I didn't
the fuck
roll.
Up?
Yeah. Like, is that pretty much what it is?
Okay. Basically. Now, this hallway, again, it curves to the left. From what you can see it curves about 80 feet in front of you. But after that, you can't see the rest of the hallway.
All right.
Can I send my... I want to, like, send my dancing lights around the hallway, like, to bait shit out.
Okay. Yeah, you do that. And, first, nothing happens, and then you guys all begin to hear the sound of footsteps behind you.
Uh-oh.
Coming down the catwalk. And you can hear it because the metal kind of reverberates in this big echoey room.
How far from that are we?
I mean, it sounds like it's about 50 feet behind you. I imagine you guys turn around and look.
I'm looking.
Yes.
Yeah. You guys don't see anything.
But can I turn on my infrared?
Uh-huh. You don't see anything.
But can I do... Carter's mind is racing. Uh-huh. It's clicking. What can I roll to try to figure out what's going on? Arcana?
Sure, I'll accept Arcana.
Sure. I never roll that. But it's a 7. It's cocked. Do I roll it again?
Sure, go ahead.
Okay. It is cocked, yeah.
What's happening?
It's like right in that
corner. It's a 14.
That's pretty good. Maybe this place is haunted?
Could be ghosts. You don't know.
I think at this point I'd pop a divine sense also to see if I can sense.
Carter will say out loud, "Ghost!"
Like, what?
Yeah, sure. With your divine sense, you can sense the spirits of the dead are not very restful here.
Oh shit!
I fucking knew it was ghosts.
Yeah, Carter, I think you're right, man. I think this might be ghost in here.
Oh, that's cool.
It's cool
as long as they don't swing on me.
Yeah, all right.
What's it gonna do? Keep making noise, my bro. I'm busy.
Okay.
Ghosts, though?
Ghosts?
Is that like a common thing?
I'm gonna look at Percy. I'm gonna say, trust me when I tell you that ghosts are things that they are worse. Then I'm gonna start. Blah, blah, blah.
Ghosts.
And I just walk away.
I love it.
She just like looks at me like,
I don't know what that means.
She just looks at me like, what does that even mean? What a ghost.
That person's even more freaked out.
I mean, okay, so Sebastian, like, you're a paladin. The supernatural exists.
Yeah.
The undead are a thing.
Yeah.
That's true.
Yep.
I forgot this was D&D.
Yeah. I still don't like it. It's still scary. It's spoopy.
Space ghosts.
Yeah, what are we going to do about these ghosts?
Space ghosts, coast to coast.
These space ghosts.
Can I counterspell the ghosts?
I mean, nothing's happening. You haven't located any ghosts.
Yeah.
Guys, I think it's just ghosts. They're kind of like birds. They're just a little bit annoying. Should we continue onward?
I guess.
So do you guys continue walking down the hall?
I minor illusion to make my voice boom. Go to the light!
Nothing happens.
Come on!
I'm just clutching like the I'm clutching the axe that Sebastian gave me, and I'm just like walking down.
So if you everybody. Follow this hallway as it curves to the left, eventually you can see where it ends about another 60 feet or so from where the bend was. And there's yet another pressure door with yet another pressure system next to it. And it looks like this one takes 2 units of pressure.
Whatever.
Let's do it.
You guys are down to 9. Okay, so this door opens up to a very large room that appears to be a crossroads for the tracks in the floor. The tracks carve out complex patterns here, with sets leading from all doors to all other doors. And speaking of doors, this room has 5.
Ah.
The one that you guys enter from. There is a pressure door on the right-hand wall from where you guys are standing. There's a pressure door on the far wall from where you're standing. And there are 2 specialized doors that you guys haven't seen before. They don't match these other pressure doors. And they're both on the left-hand wall. And they have tracks leading to them. And they appear to be like specialized doors for carts specifically.
Mm. Okay. Like an elevator shaft for just carts.
Yeah. Probably.
As a matter of fact, it looks like the carts are supposed to roll up on the tracks, they get lifted, and then they get pushed through these doors.
There it is. Mm. Yeah, this is a transport. It's not safe for peoples.
There are also 3 enormous carts full of rocks. Now, these carts are about 20 feet long and 10 feet high. They're huge. Mm. They're on various different tracks all over the room.
It's time to get some ingenuity going. What are our options as far as forcing the doors?
Not happening. They're huge.
Like, not by, like, arms and legs and stuff. Mm-hmm.
I mean, they're, like, 40 feet tall. From what you've seen so far, about 6 feet thick. Mm. Like, they're heavy as all shit. They're, like, 7, 8, 9, 10 tons.
How much damage do you think I would need to do to, like, the hinges of the door to make it, like, burst off?
There are no hinges. Like,
it's like a slide.
The Brunhilde would struggle to get these doors open, like, that way.
Well, I'm Carter Huttenberg.
fucking Huttenberg.
But I don't have magic enough to do this. Can I banish the door?
It seems like we gotta figure out Will's door puzzle.
All right, so there's 4 doors. 2 of them are cart shaft doors.
Yeah, we don't got to worry
there's
about
five
those.
There's 5 doors. 2 are cart shaft doors. One's the door that he has entered. And then there's 2 pressure doors. One across the way, one to the on the right-hand wall.
Can we... and then there's nothing but just the carts in this room? Is there anything else in this room?
There are more frozen bodies, but that's about it.
So we can stick to the logic that we went with. It seems like there are 2 obvious choices, and it's not the cart track doors?
Yes.
But I feel like one of these doors will help us go down, continue, and one of them is a dead end, right? It's like so.
There's also a door that you guys left way behind that hasn't been opened as well.
Beginning. Right, the very first door.
Yeah, the one that took
cost
3 units.
5.
3 units.
Oh, 3.
Yeah.
It was 5 total.
It was 3 and 2.
Yeah. Right.
And we you guys went for the 2.
But that was right after we made our initial choice of left or right.
Yes. No, it was the first choice.
No, it was
choice.
The first choice. Okay. Yeah.
I mean,
and you guys chose right, and there was a door on the left that you guys never opened.
So this looks like we're going down the mine shaft, though. Isn't that what we want? Isn't our goal to get to... Well, we want to find a way to charge the doors if we can, but if we can just get to the bottom, what's the difference?
Yeah. But we don't know. We're kind of picking blind right now.
My bet is the back door, if we're going to keep picking blind. That's just my...
Can we check the door straight ahead and the door to the right to see what kind of pressure they take for those?
The door straight ahead takes 5 units. You guys have 9 left, by the way. Mm-hmm. The door to the right takes 3.
So we can the one be down the north north. Would be more heavy duty for a reason.
It's true.
Have we noticed the ones that would take more pressure or like bigger doors for the most
part?
Yeah,
we could say it's all about size of the door.
There's like a correlation with it. Okay.
Yeah. I'm with 5. I'm gonna go ahead and bet big money on this door.
Yeah.
Going with 5?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
All right. You guys pull the lever on 5, so you guys have 4 units left.
That's enough for like 1 to 2 more doors, depending.
So this room is dominated by a gigantic machine with pipes and gauges all over it. It fills up pretty much the entire freaking room, and there's nowhere to go from here.
Investigate it. See what that machine does.
Is this the pressure machine? Have we found it?
Ooh, baby girl, let's go. 21.
21 is really good.
I've rolled so many 16s.
Okay, so Carter, you begin to investigate this machine, and you realize that, oh, this is a secondary pressure reserve system. There seem to be 7 units in reserve here.
Hey.
And there is a release lever, a transfer lever, and a store lever.
Transfer that shit to us, please.
Yeah, and that's the thing is all it says is release, transfer, restore on each of these levers.
Is there a... So it's holding 7. Mm-hmm. I can tell that because of an analog gauge.
Yeah.
And then...
And it's separate from the main gauge.
How high does the gauge go up to?
100? I don't know. Like, in the hundreds.
So if I hit restore...
Would that turn it on?
Would that give us more juice?
Oh, I'm sorry. It doesn't say restore. It says store.
Oh, store.
Oh.
So we don't want that.
Well, we don't know. is there a roll I can make to discern any more information here?
No.
So it was store. That sounds like it's out. And then it sounds like transfer. So if this is a reserve unit, this is a reserve setup, I can transfer to the main getup to move this pressure to the regular system so we can utilize the 7 units. And what was the other option?
Release.
That sounds like it's just going to let it all out.
Yeah, we don't want that.
I'll hit the transfer.
Okay. You see that the 7 units get transferred to the main system.
Hey.
And you now have 11 units.
We have 11.
Brain logic.
Sure. Let's go open that other door that's in here. Fuck it.
You want to go all the way back or to that one door?
No, the other one. I think there's a second door in here we were interested in, right?
Yes.
Yeah, let's open that one. It's only 2.
I believe it's 3. I can't remember. No, it's 3.
Oh.
So.
Let's go back and open. No, what do you guys think? 3 or 2?
No, they're both 3. Both doors. The one that is in this room is 3, and the one way back is also 3.
Are we... something tells me if we open this door, we're still going to have to go back and open the other door. So do you guys want to bypass this door and just go open the door? I think we're inevitably going to have to go open.
Why are you going to make that?
You mean go all the way back?
Yeah, we either open this door and go all the way back or just go all the way back. That's how I feel about the puzzle right now.
You're assuming that that's...
Oh, yeah, we go back to the original door on the left kind of just to see what the setup's like, to see what's inside that door and help determine if we want to come back here or not.
This area is a dead end because it has elevators that take carts downward. I don't know what this other door is.
You don't actually know that.
Well,
yeah, we're assuming a lot of things.
I can only assume, you know, off the information we have. I think this other room must be some sort of control room for those elevators, some kind of hub. It could be a human access down while there's 2 cart accesses to the bottom.
How do the cart access doors like work? Are they on a pressure system too, or are they like a flip open kind of thing? Or?
Yeah, it looks like they're supposed to be on some sort of like automated electronic thing, but like everything's just dead. Yeah.
Okay.
Well, it would make sense that the carts go one way down this facility, and then human access or person access is on the other side. Like, I don't know if they wouldn't want, you know, people traveling the same route that the carts are. You think they would be separate? So
I think there's a lot to be gained from going to the beginning and checking the other door. I think it would give us a lot of insight into this place. So, you guys agree? Yeah. Go back and check the first door.
Sure.
Same amount of units.
Okay. So you guys start heading back. When you exit this room with the 3 carts and all the tracks all over the place, and you enter that curving hallway room, you actually hear loud banging from the room you just left, like banging against the carts.
Bam, 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 bam.
It's ghosts.
Ghosts.
That's hilarious.
We're all super chill about this. Just not that anything's happening.
Kremlin is just like, what are ghosts?
Spirits of the dead tethered to the mortal coil for whatever reason, etc. If I were to die, my spirit would linger, perhaps, under certain circumstances. That sort of thing.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, it's a little strange. Do you think we should open the ghost door?
What ghost door?
Oh, I thought they were banging from behind the door.
They're banging on carts. Like from the carts when you guys left.
Yeah. I think that's going to red flag Carter, and now he's going to start taking the ghosts more seriously because that seems like a weird thing. I'm just going to be on the lookout for ghosts. It's like, that thing's doing like a lot over there.
You know, that's just like a, like that thing can do, the ghosts in here can do bullshit. So let me just like keep an eye on.
Right.
I don't want to get like a fucking avalanche of rock hurled onto me from a, an angry ghost.
I see. So you guys head all the way back though, right? Okay. So you guys head all the way back to that original door that you didn't pull. It's 3 minutes to pull. I take it you guys pull it.
We pull it. No, we walk all the way back to the other door.
I know, right? Seriously. So that's going to knock you guys down to 8 and this. Okay. So... This door opens up to a 50-by-50-foot room, and in here is an enormous Ethereum core generator room with 6 large cylindrical machines with burnt-out Ethereum cores, and there are thousands of wires extending from these cores to the machines and into the walls.
So burnt-out Ethereum cores.
This is the electrical generation room.
So were these Ethereum cores like drained from another location, or were they eaten? They weren't eaten and destroyed here.
No, they weren't eaten and destroyed here. It looks like they've all burnt out.
They've just like maybe the power here lingered for a while and just kind of died.
Exactly.
So, okay. Cool. 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 That's it. That's all that's in here.
All that's in here.
We fucking hit a dud. Damn, Daniel. Let's walk back down this fucking ghost shaft.
See his wife all the way back yet again to this door on the right-hand wall.
Hang on. Can I fuck with some of the stuff in this room we opened to see if I can... Can I roll like an investigation or try to use my shocking grasp on any of the stuff to get it working again?
You know just the way these things work. Like, without the cores themselves, the electricity is not going
to
keep
running.
There's
nothing to channel. Yeah, let's go back. Fuck it.
So, you guys finally open up the door on the right hand side, and this door opens up to a wide hallway about 30 feet wide and about 100 feet long. This floor is littered with dozens and dozens of dead workers, all dead from terrible wounds.
There's a lot of people working here.
Uh-huh. So we're at 5 pressure points now because we opened that.
Oh yeah, thank you.
Okay.
Yeah.
I feel like I've seen enough of the bodies at this point to kind of justify going beyond my role a little bit to just like, are they have gash wounds or like what's the nature of the,
like, is it broken bones, like crushed legs and like severed arms and stuff like that?
So like cut, like clean cuts and things like that. They're not like grizzly bite wounds,
like rips,
or anything,
like their arm was torn off.
Okay. Yeah, there we go. But yeah, not by like a brutal force thing, like a some sort of animal or creature,
right?
Did it.
not by like, yeah,
blunt trauma from rocks falling, your arm gets,
I mean, there is some
smashed
of that, but there's also obviously
it's
like
a mix up of everything, a mix up so of everything, the, yeah, the intel we have is matching up.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, okay, definitely.
Cool. That's good enough for me.
At the very end of the hall, you guys can see there's almost like a pile of bodies, or there's like more concentrated bodies at the very end of the hall. And they're kind of at the foot of some sort of machine surrounded by a railing.
They're at the foot of a machine surrounded by railing. Mm-hmm. I'll go up to the machine surrounded by railing, and I'll try to be
okay
respectful of the bodies.
So the moment that you are halfway down the hallway, you begin to hear voices. All of you hear this.
Help us. Save us. Let us out.
Maybe I should have hit release instead of transfer. You're trapped in here. What do I need to do exactly?
You don't really get a response.
I'll look at the machine.
Okay, so as you begin to move towards the machine, phantoms begin to rise out of all the dead workers. And most don't even appear to see you. They just appear to be clawing at the walls, trying to get out. But there are 4 specific spirits that look more grisly and malevolent than the rest, and they all begin to converge on you, Carter. Roll for initiative.
Yep. I know what spell I'ma do first.
Cool things happening here.
I get it. Cool things. Because they're frozen goats.
That's not... That's not what I meant. But yeah,
I'll take it.
At the same time.
I'm just going to roll 1 initiative.
Jake's birthday is tomorrow.
Happy birthday, Jake.
Happy birthday, Jake.
Oh, thanks.
Is anyone beat a 14?
No, not this time.
14, you said?
Yeah, 14.
I tie with 14.
Oh, nice. Roll off. I got 11.
I got 11 too.
Oh my god. Roll off again. I got a 12.
I got a 3.
Oh. Okay. The ghosts go first.
Damn it.
So I take it Percy's next, right?
I imagine so.
Who got the next highest out of the two of you?
I got a 9.
I got an 8.
Okay, oh, so... Wow.
I know. I think it's the first time I've lost the initiative roll.
It's true. Right. It's very true. Well,
what's your initiative?
A plus 6.
Oh, jeez. Yeah.
Thanks for the shirts, Freeland.
Oh, yes, welcome, thank you so much.
Freeland bought us our character art shirts.
Of course, I didn't wear mine today, but...
Oh, I know. He's like, match, yeah, gifts, and we all changed, and he's just like in his garb.
Yeah.
That's I was like complaining about, like, I come here from work, so I don't always have time to change any of my cool shirts that Freeland buys me.
You guys ready?
Let's do this.
Yep.
All right. Well, I'm sorry, Carter.
Yeah, he's because he's you're out in the middle of
nowhere
us,
by
yeah.
yourself, and they're converging on you, so you're gonna have 4 withering touches coming your way.
As
they come and reach out for your soul,
they're gonna wither you.
I'll do 2 and 2. So the first two, one's a 15 and one's a 7 to AC.
One of them is gonna hit so far.
Okay, but and then the next two to come in as much as possible. And we have an 18 and a crit miss.
Okay, roll one of those that you hit at a disadvantage.
Okay, so just roll it again.
Yeah, because I'm using my
I rolled even better. 21.
Fucker. Whatever.
So 2 withering touches. So like these ethereal beings like reach out and like their hands pass through you and it sends like a chill to your core and does necrotic damage. The first one does 9 necrotic damage.
Mm-hmm.
And the second one does 11, 12, 13, 15 necrotic damage to you.
So 24.
So 24 necrotic damage to Carter as like the ghosts are just trying to rip his soul out. Next up is Percy.
I don't even I don't even know what
you
to do.
You didn't see ghosts coming, did you?
Did not.
Space ghosts.
Did not.
I did see ghosts coming because you were like, there's a ghost in here earlier.
That's true.
So,
this time I did. Before that, though, no.
Okay.
Definitely did not. Would like an axe even work against a ghost? Would I know this?
You know that ghosts resist. Give me a nature check.
Yeah, I was going to say, like,
religion. Give me a religion check.
Religion check?
Yeah. Or arcana.
It's clerical or magical because it's undead.
It's a 12.
Not good enough.
I wouldn't know, right?
Yeah.
Okay.
You're just like, what?
Yeah, I'm terrified of this situation. I will. I guess. I don't want to run up to them. I'll cast Barkskin on myself.
Okay, sure.
Since I can't wild shape.
Yeah.
So that's my action. And then bonus action, can I scan them?
Sure.
Can I see if that works?
Well, no, it doesn't work on undead.
Oh, yeah, that's
the scan
right.
only
that's
works
right.
on, like, living creatures.
Then I don't have... you've taken my bonus actions from me, so I'm done.
Okay.
Yeah.
Next up is Sebastian.
All right, I'm running up on these bad boys.
I'm going to do the opposite.
Oh, he's running. He's going to light up his sword. He pulls his sword and lights it
okay,
up.
Okay, yeah. Back, fire, yeah. Up. Hell yeah.
And then I guess, where Carter's standing right now, how big of an area? Is it just like wide open or is it like a narrow walkway up to the machine?
No, it's a 30-foot wide hallway.
Okay, so, okay, cool.
I mean, there's some bodies to walk over, but you're fine.
Yeah. Am I just like surrounded?
Yeah, you're surrounded.
Okay.
So I'll just run up and get to the first one to my right. I guess are there, I think maybe 4 corners around him.
Yeah, we'll make
maybe.
4 corners around
okay,
him. Yeah,
so
sure.
I'll go to the one to the right first.
Okay,
and
sounds
then
good.
Just attack.
Okay, give me an attack roll.
That's going to be a 22 to hit.
That hits.
So I'm going to roll my damage, and I'm also going to do a divine smite, which should do an extra d8 because it's undead, correct? Is it undead or?
It is undead, but it doesn't do any extra damage. They're not like unless smite. Does smite?
Divine smite does
then
extra
yes,
did.
Then
okay.
yes, it does. But it does resist the fire damage.
Oh, so should I? Oh, that's so it's
I
half
mean, it
damage.
Just, yeah, half
damage.
The fire.
So I'll roll that separate than the slashing damage.
Yeah, sure. It resists that too, though.
Okay, so I got it was 6 fire damage.
Okay, so is that with the half?
That's without. So it's 3 fire damage.
So 3 fire damage.
And then 6 slashing damage.
So 3 total? Because it resists slashing as well.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So, six,
so 6 total,
six total
so, far.
So far.
And then Divine Smite, I want to get 3 d8s on that.
Okay. And that's not going to happen.
No, blow him up.
That's going to be 15.
Total plus total. The 6, so 21 yeah. total? Yeah. All right, yeah. You You cleave the ghost, and you can tell it's like,
and, fuck, that hurts.
I'm dead again.
I thought I was beyond pain.
And then I want to use my next attack on it.
Oh, yeah, sure. Yeah. So, another smite?
Yeah.
What'd you get?
17.
That hits.
Okay. So I'll do the fire damage here. That's going to be 11, so what, 5, right?
5, yeah.
5 for that. That's an 8 for the slashing, so 4, so that's 9. Mm. 13 for the Divine Smite.
So 9 plus 13 is
22.
Yeah, and this thing, like, it begins to, like become more diminished and more transparent, but it's still alive.
Ooh.
Okay. Or not alive.
Yeah.
Still there.
Still present.
Anything else?
See. No, I think I'm good.
Okay. Next up is Carter.
Okay. I'm going to fire. So I'm still surrounded, technically.
Mm-hmm.
Does that mean I can't move? I can move through ghosts.
Yeah, you can move through them.
I can move through ghosts.
But you'll provoke opportunity attack.
Unless I disengage. So I will disengage.
Okay.
And I will run toward... How tall is the ceiling in this hallway?
40 feet.
I'm going to run up the wall.
Okay, yeah, sure.
Away from
you
them?
Can get so you can get 30 feet up the wall.
I don't want to go that high up the wall.
Okay,
I want actually you'll go... get
the wall. We'll say you're in the center room is 15 feet from you.
Yeah,
so you can get 15 feet up the wall.
How about I go like to the wall, 10 feet up the wall,
okay,
and then like 5 feet away?
Sure, absolutely, no problem.
So maybe I'm like out of reach.
Well, they're ghosts.
They can fly.
Yeah.
Well, they're ghosts, man.
They have a flying speed of 40 feet.
So. Okay, I'm going 5 feet up the wall, and I'm running back, further away, I guess.
Sure, yeah, absolutely.
No, wait, where's everybody else?
She's still towards the door, and so are Primina and Victoria. Carter's, Sebastian's all up on you.
I'm right next to you.
Yeah.
I'll get over to Persephone-ish.
Okay, so you won't go up the wall.
And I'll try to be up the wall a little bit.
If you get to Persephone, you can't get to the wall.
I'll just make space between us.
Okay, so you're between Persephone and the wall.
Yeah, sure.
Sure, okay.
Yeah, that's fine.
Gotcha, all right. Nothing else?
I don't really have much else.
All right, ghost's turn. The one that's wounded is going to turn on Carter, and it's going to unleash its horrifying visage. And basically, like, its face... becomes
it, ghost
it begins
us.
To like rot away and it's like it just becomes like it screams at you, its jaw stretches out, okay, its eyes get all wide.
Is it coming towards me or
you said me,
you said Carter.
Yeah, it's looking at sorry, it's looking at you, Sebastian.
Oh, okay. Cool.
Crenshaw and Carter for some reason, yeah. Mixes up my brain. And so it does it at you, but also everybody in the room has to make a wisdom saving throw because they can see
oh
it.
Shit,
so okay. Beat a 13.
What is my wisdom? The hell? I
14.
It. 15.
Nice.
Yes, he did it.
17.
Nice. So you all beat it. Let me see if anything happens on save. I don't think it does. Blah, blah, blah. Okay, so you now all immune to that ghost's horrifying visage.
Fuck
okay.
Oh.
Now the next ghost does it.
Ah. Yeah, well, no, but they can do it. So that's its turn. And the other three are actually going to turn on Carter, and we're going to get three... withering touches on Carter.
You mean Sebastian?
Sebastian, sorry.
I knew what you meant.
I'm far away.
Yeah.
My so there's three or there's four?
I know they really hate you.
There's one damaged.
22 to AC and the other two way missed.
Yeah, so one hit.
One hit? Okay, yeah. So you're going to take 4 D6 of necrotic damage. So that's 9, 10, 11, 12, 13, 14, 15, 6, 7, 18 necrotic damage.
Ooh, okay.
And that's all their turns. And next up is Percy.
Okay. How far from me are they?
Halfway down the room, so...
That's going to be 30 feet.
50 feet.
50?
Yeah.
So I couldn't even get down there if I wanted to.
I can't get over there either. How did he get over there?
That's a good question. We'll make it 30 feet.
Yeah.
Okay.
Logistically,
okay.
It has to be. Because
I didn't
that.
Think yeah. about it. But it should have okay. been that Carter, Sebastian couldn't got over there.
How about
there.
The hallway's 50 feet and we're 20 feet in? Oh,
we'll say that the hallway is 30 feet, and now it's 30 sure. halfway down, yeah.
I will run, because is Sebastian surrounded by ghosts?
Kind of.
Basically?
Yeah.
I will run my 30 feet, do Primal Savagery, and my claws will come out.
Okay, nice.
And
is that considered magical damage, or is it just still slashing?
It's acid damage.
Oh, acid.
Yeah.
They resist that, too.
Fucking shit. Melee spell attack, it's plus 8, I think. 14?
Which ghost are you doing this to?
The injured one, if I could get to it.
Okay, and what was the attack roll again?
It was a 14 to hit.
Yeah, it hits.
Okay.
Should be AC 12 to 14 for ghosts.
18 damage.
Yeah, if you slash through it, it lets out or a nine, wail, and it dissipates.
Sweet!
Hell yeah.
Get out of here, ghost!
That's one.
And I just claw.
Anything else?
No, just be scared.
Yeah, make an animal joke about how the only whales that you're into are
orcas.
Yeah.
So it's Percy killed the one that was damaged, right?
Yes.
Okay. Quick question. I would be able to tell that it resisted the damage from the sword, right?
Yeah, sure.
If I cast magical weapon, which I just picked up, and I cast it on my sword, would that affect the fire damage too, or just the
slashing?
Do I want to use up a spell slot? No, save that. All right, I'm attacking the next one up, I guess, to my left, whatever.
Okay, sure.
Ooh. It's going to be 11.
That hits.
Ooh. Hey, right. It's all a right. Ghost.
So we'll do slashing damage first. Is a 4, so that's 2 damage. Mm-hmm. And then the fire damage is another 4, so that's only 2. And then I'll use a divine smite on it. So
okay.
That's 4 damage. So that's 19 from the divine smite, so 23 damage.
23 damage, nice.
Hell yes.
Yeah.
Smite those ghosts.
Join us!
Oh, no.
Oh, my God.
No. Nah, man. Nah.
I'm good. I'm good. I'm good.
And then I'm going to do another attack on it.
Okay, cool.
That's going to be a 20 total.
Yeah. You guys know it's AC now.
Yeah.
It's 11?
It's 11.
It's not very good. Thank goodness.
You filthy ghost.
So I did 10 damage on that one, halved it, so only 5 damage. And I'm going to hold off on a divine smite on that
one. 5 is the total?
Yeah.
Okay. All right, Carter, you're up.
I need to know, like, sort of, because I do like magic in like shapes on the battlefield. So I kind of want to know the orientation of everybody. Can I do magic that will hit my opponents and not my friends at this point?
Yeah, sure.
If I like center the point, you know,
rear. No, because Sebastian's.
They're kind of like at a jagged, like kind of.
They're around him like a C shape, and he's in the center of it.
Yeah, so the only way I could get him is if I cast like back here, and that sphere comes out and just touches them. So
right,
I
would wouldn't even be possible.
That would hit me probably.
It would probably. Yeah, this is. I'm going to Eldritch Blast these ghosts. I'm going to fire. There's a damaged one again now?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. The one that he's been swiping at.
I can kind of do these one at a time. I'll fire one at that ghost.
Okay, go for it.
So that is a 20.
That hits.
So I'll hit that one. I'll do this D10 of damage to it real quick. 4 plus 4. So that's 8 damage.
Alrighty, still standing.
I will, if it's, and I push it 10 feet away.
Sure.
I mean, it's magical force damage.
Yeah, you push it away.
I push that one away. I'll just fire at that one again because there's no real reason not to try to kill it.
Yeah.
But I natty one'd. So. No way. And Carter will move even further away.
Okay, sounds good. You're kind of at your limit now. You're at the door, so.
I'm at the door and I'm up the wall a little bit.
Okay, sounds good. All right, next up,
no more than 10 feet. I don't want to fall from
the ghost.
Stupid damage.
The ghost can fly 40 feet. You moved it back 10, but then you move back. So, yeah, okay. So the one that got pushed back is going to come after Percy and do a withering touch. So
that's just like an attack ability.
It crit failed.
It's not like a spell.
It's just a melee attack. Okay. Yeah. It crit fails though.
It touches itself and it withers into fucking ghosts.
There's one in front of Carter that's going to do the horrifying visage. So everyone in the room make a wisdom saving.
Do you mean quick. Sebastian?
Sebastian, sorry. Yes. Horrifying visage.
You
everyone
get a
in the room.
+3 to your save.
Oh, because I'm right next to you. Oh, I rolled a million though.
Oh, so did I.
I nat 20'd it.
Nice. I got a 24.
Nice.
Thanks for natty winning and then 29.
Oh, yep. Oh my god. You all succeeded. The other one's going to attempt a withering touch on Sebastian.
Okay.
19 plus 5. So yeah.
Another one.
Yeah, 46 coming your way. Where's my other D6? I had a floating around or something. Oh, there it is.
Yeah.
We'll see after this one. Mm.
12, 13, 14, plus 3, 17 necrotic damage to Sebastian. All
right.
Percy, you are up.
I will go to the one that tried to withering claw me, and then Primal Savagery, try to slash him.
Okay.
Because that's all I have for now. 17?
That hits.
2d10s. Is that a 6? Yeah, and a 6, so 12.
12.
So 6.
Acid damage? Acid 6. Damage, yeah. It's beginning to like kind of pulse and like fade out of existence, but it's still there.
Carter, kill it!
That's Carter, you're up. Actually, Sebastian, you're up.
You were about to.
I ain't afraid of no ghosts.
Sorry.
I'll roll these at the same time this time. I'll decide where they go.
Turn. It's Sebastian's turn.
Oh, sorry.
Yeah.
We were serious.
Yes.
I thought that was a meta joke and I was into it.
No.
All right. Don't want to swipe at the one that's.
Yeah, the fading one.
Fading out.
Sebastian, kill it.
17.
Yeah, hits.
I want to hold off on the Divine Smite.
Can you do 6 damage?
Nope.
Did you double one your die?
Yeah, I did.
Oh, so it's
3 damage.
3 damage and then cut in half. No, so
the 3 damage after is that, it was 7.
Yeah.
Oh, so you did 6 damage. That's what I was asking.
Six damage cut in half.
Cut in half is 3.
That's what I meant. So you kill it.
Oh, I got
I mean, if you do 6 damage, it'll get cut in half.
And that'll succeed. 3 health left.
That's what I meant. So yeah, it screams and it fades away.
Cool.
Yeah, that it sounds like that.
All right.
Sometimes Will's into the weird scream, and sometimes he's not.
Well, with ghosts, sure. Yeah. But when it's like, it's when it's a giant monster, and it's like, oh no. Like, no, it doesn't do that. Anyways.
The giant forest bug is like,
yeah. When the spider drake, doesn't sound like Ray Romano screaming. Anyways, Debra! Sebastian, what else do you do?
Next attack. I'll go to the next one.
Okay, yeah, sure.
I didn't realize I had a Ray Romano.
Yeah,
I guess it's my dying monster.
Crit.
You crit it? Cool.
Hey!
Cool. And we're going to do double the dice damage plus an extra weapon damage. So do your thing.
What's that, like 3 or 4 crits at the table so far? 5?
And none of them me.
None of them you. Oh, yeah, your karma's leveling out.
And then I will do a Divine Smite as well.
Alright, so yeah, roll everything, roll it all again, and then add extra weapon die on top of it.
Okay, so this is.
So many damn ones.
So just for the weapon attack, it was 22 total, so it'll be 11 damage.
Okay.
And then for the Divine Smite. Do I double the Divine Smite too?
Gnarly.
Yeah, Paladin crits are the shit.
Rolled some real nasty damage, dude.
The anticipation.
It's gonna be like
those were all divine smites you rolled right there.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
Okay. Cool.
There's probably a hot and music then track going on right
one
now.
One extra weapon die, right?
Yeah. So that one gets cut in half. So
okay.
So we're at 11. Plus.
So 11 plus, that would be 3 extra for this because I rolled a 7.
Okay.
And then 32 for the Divine Smite.
14 plus 32. Yeah, you kill a ghost in one
go. Jesus.
Rumpful. Yeah.
My arm just lights up blue.
I feel like, yeah, go ahead.
And my arm lights up blue and you just see me slashing right through it.
It explodes. Dope.
Yeah, sure, it explodes.
Like an explosion. Yes.
Like ectoplasm explosion.
Yeah, exactly.
You hit it and it just like starts.
You see, like, the light kind of, like, shrink into it, and it just explodes out.
There we
it's
go.
Like when you step on a grape.
I love Amazing. It. I love it. Carter, yeah. You're up, Carter.
I'm an Eldritch Blast amazing. Machine.
Yeah. So there's only one ghost left.
Yep, I'm going to shoot him with me lasers. Right? Or do I want to just do a spell on his ass?
It's up to you, man.
We're going to rest after this? There's no need to rest after this if I do this right. Let's just EB a couple times here. I'm going to hit it with both of these attacks.
Okay.
4 plus 7 is 11. 13 plus 7 is 20.
So I'll go ahead and roll these 2d10 and see what happens. I haven't rolled this d10 yet. Let's do it! 8 and 4 is 12 damage.
Okay.
Oh, I'm sorry. Plus 8. 20 damage.
20 damage. All right, yeah. You tear into it, but it's still...
And I push it 20 feet.
Oh, nice. It gets pushed back 20
10 feet. 10 for sure. Each blast.
Yeah. Okay, sounds good. It's a singular ghost turn, so it's going to move up to get you all in range and do a horrifying visage. Everyone give me a wisdom saving throw.
I feel like I'm really far away from it.
13. Just barely. You're plus 3 is what saved me.
What was that shit again?
12. You fail.
But I'm like, am I in range?
Yeah, 60 feet. It moved up to get everyone in range.
Oh, okay, cool. Yeah.
And you are now frightened for a minute.
Uh-oh.
Whatever, I'm all the way in the back of the room already.
It's yeah, you are. You are.
I just can't move toward it?
Yeah, you can't move toward it willingly.
Disadvantage on attack.
You have disadvantage on attack rolls. Next up is Percy.
I will try to claw him with some primal savagery.
It's the claw!
That's a 17, so yep.
Yeah, it hits.
And 5, 1, so 6, so 3 acid damage.
Okay. Takes 3 acid damage.
Yikes.
Yeah.
Rough.
It's fucking ghost, man.
Real rough.
Sebastian,
not
you're
being
up.
Able to turn into animals.
Is that the first damage it took?
It would resist all those attacks, too.
Oh, no, because Carter did some damage to it, right?
I did a little. I did 20 damage to it.
Yeah, it's at basically half life.
And okay. I did a 3.
Was that a joke?
It wasn't, but.
First attack is going to be a 14.
Hits.
No divine smite on this one. I'm running out of spell slots ready here.
No smite.
13 total, so that would be, what, 6?
Six damage. All right.
And then I'm going to do a next attack on it. No divine smite on that.
Okay, I'm just going to... Well, I'll do it.
That's going to be a 19 to hit.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's going to take something real bad. I think in 1 or 2 for you to miss.
It's going to be 11 total.
So 5 total?
5, yeah.
All right. Still.
Bastard. And then that's the end of my turn.
All right. Well, Carter, you're up.
I could still fire, but at disadvantage, you said?
Yeah.
I'll minor illusion to make that go all the way down. Well, I can't do that in combat, but I do anyway. Fuck it. Doesn't matter. This is going to be a hit, but I'll roll it at disadvantage. 11. It was 18.
Mm-hmm.
Disadvantage. It's a critical, so I get 18.
Mm-hmm.
Nice. I'll roll that d10 damage and add 4. So 6 damage.
Alrighty.
I push it 10, boys.
Okay.
And then I'll roll this disadvantage EB. That's definitely a hit.
Okay.
Here you go. 8.
You smite it.
Hey.
Yeah.
He's dead.
Are you afraid of no ghosts?
Why?
Rocking back and forth.
What do you mean, why? What do you mean?
And then all the other phantoms that have been surrounding the room disappear.
Hey.
And that is where we're ending today's episode of Super Quest Saga. If you guys like the show, if you like what we do here, please leave a like, subscribe, and comment. Please leave an iTunes review, and we will talk to you guys later.
These ghosts are like, I'm trying to get to the sale at Target. Wait, what happened? Bye.